American television networks are beginning to show small parts of the interviews with American prisoners of war held in Iraq. The full video aired around the world yesterday, but not in the United States. The American networks decided that the footage was too disturbing and gruesome to show in this country. NPR's Robert Smith reports on the journalistic debate over what to show and when.
People around the world have now seen what most Americans have not, a picture of how brutal the war in Iraq can be. The six-minute video was broadcast by the Arab television network Al Jazeera and picked up by other international stations. It shows the bloody body of an American soldier on the ground. There are close-ups of bodies with bullet wounds to the head. Five Americans, some injured, are interrogated by Iraqi TV. Parts did air in the United States early Sunday morning as CBS host Bob Schieffer interviewed Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld.
Mr. Secretary, I am told that we have just gotten some pictures that have come in from Al Jazeera.
Hours later, when it was clear what was on the tape, Rumsfeld was calling it a violation of the Geneva Convention and criticizing any network that would air it. CNN's Wolf Blitzer talked with Secretary Rumsfeld that morning.
And needless to say, television networks that carry such pictures are doing something that's unfortunate.
After that, the networks went along with the Pentagon. The tape was not shown in its entirety. The tough decision about showing gruesome pictures of bodies is not a new one for television. They faced the same questions after September 11th and the explosion of the space shuttle Columbia. But war coverage presents a different ethical dilemma because it's also a political story. Difficult images of dead bodies contribute to changing public opinion on war, as it did in Vietnam and Somalia. Bob Thompson, a professor of media at Syracuse University, says yesterday's decision not to air gruesome images denies the very nature of war.
This is crucial information. This is what is happening in this war. And of course, if you're going to cover a war at all, you've got to be prepared for some pretty bad images. If you only want images of sweetness and light, a war is certainly not what you ought to be covering.
But other media watchers say that the audience has to be considered. Marvin Kalb is a former correspondent for NBC and CBS. Now he's a senior fellow at the Shorenstein Center for Press, Politics, and Public Policy at Harvard. He says that in their response yesterday, the networks wisely considered the sensitivities of their viewers.
Networks today live in an atmosphere of war, of continuing competitive pressure, and they are as patriotic as anybody else. And they don't want to do something that they regard as running against the mood of the American people.
But networks often have a hard time holding on to their principles when other outlets are airing dramatic images. Already today, CNN has modified its position and are beginning to air sections of the POW videos. CNN's Judy Woodruff explained the decision to viewers.
CNN has decided that as we learn, families have been notified that we would air brief audio and video from the POWs, because coverage of their treatment is an important part of the coverage of the war in Iraq.
And with the full video available overseas and already on the internet, it won't be long before the scenes, as harsh as they may be, become part of the history of this war. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.